Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to our next episode here on Spreaker on Agape Love Podcast with Pastor Deborah. That's me. Hope you are enjoying so far what I've been teaching. I'm leading us up to episode number 10. This episode, number 7, is entitled The Law of Death is Decreed. We have been working through what happened to us. And here in this podcast, this episode number 7, The Law of Death and How It Was Decreed. Let's open up with a short prayer here on this episode. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Spreaker and their opportunity to be on it. We thank you that many will listen, learn, and grow spiritually in you and in truth. Help us as we talk about this subject called death, and we learn some history about it and how it affects each and every one of us of every age, and how it affects the earth and the animals and the plants and the insects. So, Father, help us as we learn and grow in your spiritual light and truth. Thank you. We're going to be asking you some questions. We're going to take a brief look at some areas about death. Where was death birthed from? Who was it for? Why did it have to be decreed and declared? What was this decree of death about? What was death? What did it mean? Was it something that happened to us? Was it something that happened against us? We're going to try to answer a lot of these questions. What is the realm of death? What gives it its right? Does it have a sting? Did it involve a relationship with humanity and things, people, its creator? How about its relationship with its mother and father, to the kingdom of heaven? To light means truth, to mercy or forgiveness, to blessings and protection. Did death affect any of that? Whatever death is. Well, let's take a look at some of the beginnings. And we always go to the book of the Authorized King James Bible. We're going to Genesis 2:15, which was written by Moses. Verse 15. And the Lord God took this newly formed birth creature called man. As we hear in Genesis 2:7-9, that the Lord God had created a physical dirt body as a covering of the spirit called man. The spirit was called the forever person. With the female dirt body and another spirit person inside of him, inside of this dust of the earth, of the ground. And the Lord God breathed into the nostrils the breath of life. In came the Holy Spirit. And with this indwelling breath, spirit of life, the Holy Spirit, man became a living soul, a creature, a being. The dirt became animated. We see that in animals. They are considered living souls. They have a biological brain that has chemicals, emotions, and they have a body. We became that with the Holy Spirit, the breath of life in us. I learned long ago that the Holy Spirit inside of the human spirit helps the very organs and the very life of the flesh to be healthy. Verse number 8. Now came the kingdom of heaven's Garden of Eden, the place of God's pleasure, presence, and his living creatures, a spot on the earth where the kingdom of heaven existed, with living creatures, plants. It was a little bit of the spiritual realm of the kingdom of heaven. God put it on our planet, earth, may have put it on yours as well. Verse 8, and the Lord God planted, placed, grew, produced a garden eastward towards God's presence in Eden. God's presence, blessings, family, kingdom, heaven, and protection and blessings, all that this new creature would need for his spiritual growth and maturity. And there he, God himself, placed this man, his son, his offspring, his child, his image and likeness, with the female inside, who he had formed. Verse 9. And out of the ground God made, and verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. So our eyes were already being involved, food for our biological body, for our appetite was being provided for. And there were these two special trees. One was the tree of life. Also among the other trees, in the very midst, the very middle, the center of the garden. Probably was a beautiful tree. And also there was planted the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Two choices for this newly created spiritual being called man. Two choices, two trees, two possibilities, two futures, two options, life or the knowledge of good and evil. Now, this young man was told about those. The stage was set. All was ready. Free will was there inside of this new creation called man. Choices were provided. Now let's keep listening to hear what happened. Genesis 2, 15 through 17. Verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it, watch over it, shepherd it, govern it, to bring about its spiritual purposes of itself. The garden had a purpose, and man was to watch over it like a shepherd, protect it and guard it, keep it. He was to govern it. All of that was a part of this man's, this new creature's, purposes, his identity, his meaning for being created. His spiritual purposes were to subdue, make sure everything stays in line, follows the rules of creation, that God had set down for it. Make sure nobody gets out of line. Protect it at the same time. And to be a king. This was his territory. This newly formed earth. This new land. See, the rule is when you are a king, you already have your land, your castle, and your nation. Your children cannot be a king in your land. They have to go to another land, another country, so you can name them, give them a land to be king over, means to rule, watch over, provide for, protect, keep an eye out for enemy that might come. So here on earth, humanity became kings over this earth, this new land, this new territory that was both flesh and blood with us inside the spiritual realm. And we were to learn how to be a king, how to be a ruler over all of it. So he put us in a little spot. You might understand it if your parents said to you, watch over your toys, take care of your room, make your bed, take care of your physical body. Watch out for your brothers and sisters. Be careful. Go to school and learn. Something like that. We were to keep, this young man was to keep the garden, protect it. That means there might have been some evil things out there. He was to guard it from enemies, adversaries, preserve it, spread it out, help it to grow and advance. We were to have great purposes with the Garden of Eden. We were to take it and help it grow and expand, protect it from any enemies all on earth. Because man was decreed to do that. And I think we read about that and heard about that in the previous one in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, where we were blessed and called to be kings and rulers with authority and dominion on earth over all the cattle and the trees. So God is telling this young man, I'm putting you in this garden. You dress it, keep it. You fulfill your destiny and purpose. Verse 16. And the Lord God commanded, he decreed, and he ordered the man with the woman, the womb man, his helpmate to come that was inside of him in egg form or sperm form, saying to this young man, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. We were vegetarians. We ate fruit and nuts, probably berries, grasses. When we first got started. Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, ingest it, take it in, take it as food. For in the day, the time, the moment that you do eat of it, thereof you shall surely die. Now, when you're a child and your mom and daddy tell you, do this or something bad might happen, you may not believe them or know what that means. Death was already birthed, was already there. Had to have his free will. He had to have a command to disobey. There had to be a law, so the law was set. Well, what was this thing called death? What did it mean? What did this commandment mean, this decree? Why did God give this command, this order, this option, this choice to man? What was good and evil versus the tree of life? Was this a rule to keep something evil from happening? Was this a command to protect man? Was this a command, a decree, to deny man something? Knowledge of good and evil? Was this a good decree, a command? Was there anybody else who heard this and knew about this tree, this command, this decree? Did this young creature named man have any understanding of what this commandment, this decree meant? Probably not. Does a little child say, when you tell him, don't put your hand in the fire, it will hurt you. Does he know what the word hurt means? He can see with his eyes the flames, but he has no idea what hurt means. Much was going on right here, trusting this voice, obeying without understanding, believing that this father loved him. And that was something you were not to touch because of something bad, this die thing was going to happen. Most theologians don't believe that this young man knew what that word die meant. But there was the tray of the knowledge of good and evil. Why would knowledge of good and evil be deadly to us? Is knowledge of good and evil something that will kill us? What is the tree of life that we were challenged with? These were questions Pastor Deborah had to learn, had to study. Read a wonderful book years ago called The Two Trees. Don't know what happened to it, probably gave it away. But we have to study that. We have to study how we are challenged and our free will must be given a test. We must have choices before us. And that's where I want to end this episode number 7. Right here with all these questions. I don't want to go too deep because we want to get into some definitions. And we'll do that in the next episode number 8 of death. But here we were, humanity in one man called man with the woman inside. Did he know that? Probably not. Does a young child know that he has sperm inside of him? Or does a young female know that she has eggs? No. We have no clue. We're just babies, infants. But our parents are talking to us. They're trying to protect us. We're in a house, a home sometimes, wherever we are. And they love us and they don't want us to get hurt. And so they will challenge us. But death was there. And it came through. Not sure yet how it came through. And why do I bring all this up to you here on Spreaker? If you don't know your beginnings about humanity, you can't understand what knowledge of good and evil means to us. What is death? What is the condition of a human heart? Maybe you're dead and you don't know it. Maybe you've eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and you don't know it. Maybe your ancestors did and you don't know it. What is the tree of life? And these were basic things that Pastor Deborah had to learn in order to help you the Lord's way, not the way of mental health counseling, therapy, medication, but spiritually. I was trained up, educated to help you, the forever person, understand and learn about you, the spirit, and the mess you're in, and how you got there, and how to solve it. But right now in this episode, we're just talking about the decree and law of death to humanity. And in episode, I think, what I say, number 8, we'll get a little bit more into death. We'll define it. Maybe talk more about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because in order to help yourself and others right now today, you've got to look back. You've got to have some understanding, some teaching. Because you don't know what you're doing. And we can see that all over the world. The leaders don't know what they're doing. They're trying to do something. Nations don't know. It's just horrible out here. Why is money so important to us? Or pleasure? Or having more land and territory that we're willing to kill anything in our way? Why does having money and politics and power important to us? Where did we get that? Who taught us to lie, cheat, and steal, hurt people and animals? we need to learn. So we're going backwards. We're going back to our beginnings of humanity. So please continue to follow here on Spreaker with episode number 8. And it'll take us a little farther into this mysterious law of death and its decree on humanity, and how two trees and one choice changed humanity forever. All right, I'll see you again in next episode number 8 of Agape Loves Podcast with me, Pastor Deborah, here on Spreaker. Bye. Love you. Bye-bye.